What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lady Lou. Y'all already know this is Music Over Poverty Podcast. And I am going to first of all say, I hope everybody had a great New Year's. I hope everyone had a great Kwanzaa. I know I did. It was really interesting, you know, with my kids understanding and remembering their principles each day. I just actually got in from getting them some late gifts from Kwanzaa, from the last day of Kwanzaa. I'm rolling a blunt. I have my weed because this is going to be a very personal and long session, rather episode, you would say, tonight. The topic is War on Black Women, and I want to get into this, but I want to roll this blunt real quick. Take a shot of this wine. And go from there. So, now that I got the rat all wet up, ready to be rolled, I think it's time we get this show on the road. So, for all you guys that are not following me on Instagram, that don't get to see the content that I post, that follows up with each episode, please do that. Please go follow me at Lady_Lou on Instagram so you can get the full effect of the podcast. I will also be going live on YouTube once I am done with the podcast. I'm trying to bring more content, you know, context to you guys and things like that as we go on and as I develop everything. So shout out to all my supporters, shout out to my listeners, shout out to the people that are listening that, you know, get intrigued by my topics or conversations, etc., etc. So, the topic of tonight is the War on a Black Woman. And again, if you haven't seen the content that's on there, it's been numerous of situations and it's been going on for quite some time. It's been going on for some years with domestic violence and just overall abuse against women, period. It could be a stranger in the street. In particular, I want to speak about the black man and the white man when it comes to the black woman. That's what I want to speak about tonight. And before I start talking about the enemy and how he attacks the black woman, I want to start first digging my brother's ass. So to all my brothers that are listening, if you have ever raised your hand or put your hand to a woman, you are a pussy, you are a coward, and you deserve to be called out, and you should have been swallowed. And that's just how I'm carrying it with that, because it's been too much going on with black men have taken the lives of sisters, black women. We just, you know, we had a few cases in Philadelphia before the new year came in. It was a lot of women this year that lost their lives to domestic violence. Not only to domestic violence, but they were shot and killed. We had a young girl in North Philadelphia killed in the Mr. Terry Sparks Rec Center. Shot in her head. Another woman just killed by her daughter's father, her kid's father, excuse me, in Philadelphia. Shot in her head in front of her 3-week-old baby. It's videos going all around the internet where black women are being abused and hit and dragged. I actually seen a video today and posted it on my Instagram because there was an incident where there was a young man and he slapped another black young girl. They were at a bus stop and her boyfriend was there, but her boyfriend didn't do shit, you know. And everybody that was there, like all his friends and stuff, like screaming at him for not defending her. You know, they going on, that's your bitch, that's your bitch, that's your girl. You got to protect her. Get up, fight, fight. And you can see that the young man was so afraid to get up and defend not only her, but himself as well. Because once you let a man, another man, disrespect your woman, you have been disrespected. So he did not defend not only her, but he didn't defend himself. You know, he was peer pressured to stand up. I wouldn't even say peer pressure, but he was being forced or being pushed to stand up to kind of defend her. And she, you can see it in her face that she, you know, she had lost total hope in him. His friends had lost total hope in him. But what had me, you know, not so mad at him at that moment was because you can see that fear and that lack of adversity on this child's face. And the other guy, you know, that was that hit his girlfriend kept, you know, talking about shooting people, threatening to shoot them. So I can see why this kid, because they were definitely kids. They were like in 18, maybe 15, maybe 16, 17 years old. And you can see, so he has some type of influence over these, this, you know, batch of teenagers. Because several people had stood up to address him, but never really physically beat his ass like they should have. And I think it was based off of that fear of not knowing. So watching it really had me, you know, in my bag, because I'm tired of seeing videos, I'm tired of seeing pictures, I'm tired of hearing stories about how black women are being attacked. We had some sisters that had their, you know, throats cut, you know, throughout the Philadelphia area. It was like a serial killer going around raping and killing women just this year. And I'm not even sure if they found who it was, because it was two different incidents that was going on. You know, and my point being is what is, and like Malcolm X said, you know, the black woman is the most disrespected and unprotected person in America. This is really what it is. And if Malcolm was saying this that many years ago and it's still going on today, it's, you know, I have to raise the question to ask my brothers, where do you stand in this? You know, we have white men that's going around raping, murdering black women, attacking black women, you know, splitting their throats on the trains, and 7-year-old that just died, you know, she was murdered because, you know, a white man decided he wanted to shoot up the family's car and killed her. And that was a straight fucking hate crime on the whole entire family, you know. And what puzzles me is nobody calls it a hate crime, because that's what the fuck it is. If a white man just shoots up a black family car for no fucking reason, that was clearly a hate crime. And with and him doing that, a 7-year-old girl was killed. And these are not just one cases. It's been many cases where white men have attacked black women and children. You know, a white man kicked a baby down in a Walmart. You know, a baby. They attack the women and children. They don't go after the kings because they know there's no win there. They have to use their armor, which is their guns. That's why we have so many black men killed in the streets by police officers, quote unquote. Because that's what they use. They use their armor. Because they look at black men as a threat. Black men are not a threat. White men are a fucking threat. And white men have been a threat since the beginning of time. And will continue to be a threat as long as they are allowed to get away with the shit that they've been doing for so long. So what I'm saying is, if the black woman can't depend on not even her own to protect her, so she has to look after herself with the enemy, and then she has to look at herself with her own kind. The women that birthed you motherfuckers, the mother of this entire fucking earth, to every being on this earth, is not even protected. You don't have the decency to protect the mother of the earth, your children's mothers, your mother, your grandmothers, your aunties, your nieces, your daughters. You're so busy out here killing each other that you don't even see the war that's going on with your sisters. You're not the only one that's going through shit. You're not the only one that's warring. You're not the only one that's at war. What the fuck is going on with the black men in today? Too many of you want to be women, and the other half don't want to be shit. And then we got the better half that's doing their things, that's taking care of their women, that's taking care of their children, but they don't even get shunned. You know, they get shunned upon. They don't even get promoted because it's a good image. It's too much of a good image for the enemy. So they show you the black family that's pulled apart. They show you the black sister that's dating a white man. They show you the black man that's dating a white woman. These are the images that you see, the homosexual, you know, families that's raising children and things like, these are the images that you're seeing because they don't want to show you the strength that's within the black family. But it's also some demise that's going on for you motherfuckers to be out here killing the women of your fucking, the mothers of your children. Killing your own sisters. Your own people. You motherfuckers seriously got issues. If you can't leave that woman alone, you gotta kill her because you don't want nobody else to have her. She's not the problem. You're the fucking problem. And then motherfuckers like you need to be thrown in a cage with some real goons and get what you deserve. For all you sick motherfuckers that's raping us, molesting us, all the quote-unquote uncles and brothers and daddies that has played a part and breaking a woman down, a black woman down, you are a piece of shit. You are the scum of the earth. And that's just clear what it is. And like Louis Farrakhan said, you don't even have enough respect for the woman that birthed you. If we see it going on, we beating ass. You motherfuckers deserve to get your ass whipped. You deserve to get your ass whipped. Just like you whooping ass. You had to be a real type of sick individual to think that it's okay to beat on a woman, especially a black woman. And I know it's some deep, deep tissue issues that has brought us to this point. The psychological, you know, trauma. You know, the lack of parenting, the lack of motherhood, you know, in some of these men's lives. The lack of fatherhood, you know, not having the real influence around to show you. Some of you may watch your mom get your ass whipped and then you angry with the world and then you want to beat ass. Instead of you beating your daddy's ass for him beating your mama's ass, you go ahead and beat on your kid's mother. And just keep the cycle going. And next thing you know, she's dead. You're in jail. Who's raising your fucking children? The streets? When did the streets ever love anybody? Where have the connection between black women and black men gone? Why aren't black men protecting the women that they supposed to be protecting? What is going on here? Well, how can we fix this? How can we bridge this gap? How can we stop this from happening? Because mental illness is very real in the black family, in the black communities, in the black neighborhoods, in the black culture. It's very serious and it needs to be addressed, and it should be addressed, because I'm sick and tired of losing and seeing my sisters dying over dick, over mental illness, over trauma, as if we don't go through enough as black women, as if y'all don't go through enough as black men, so why the fuck would you want to take it out on us? No cheating, no infidelity, no situation should ever bring you to that point. And if it brings you to that point, you have to ask yourself, is it worth it? Is it really worth killing your kid's mother and going to prison for the rest of your life and leaving your kids without neither parent? Is it really worth going to prison for rape and sexual assault on a sister when there's all this free pussy these bitches is out here giving? Is it really worth it? My suggestion to all my sisters, y'all need to start buckling down, getting your license to carry. Start learning how to protect yourself, teaching your children how to protect themselves. in case of an emergency, in case some bullshit like that is going down and he beating your ass. So them babies is trained to take their head off. So you are trained to take their head off. We can no longer be silenced with death against these monsters. They are not with us. They are not for us. They are a bad batch of melanin. And that's how I'm putting it, straight up. And if you ever was in that situation or was the abuser and you went and got help and, you know, you and your 10 steps of being clean and whooping ass, killing the, you know, abusing a female, power to you. I hope that you have redeemed yourself and found, you know, what was angering you and changed who you are, because it is possible. So I salute my brothers that have been down that path and have got the help that they needed and changed their ways. Salute to my brothers, the ones that refuse to even acknowledge the hurt and the pain that they have put on the black woman. You know, the universe will deal with you accordingly, I'm sure. I'm almost sure. I'm positively sure. Because, you know, it's not just karma when you, you know, did your friend dirty. It's not just karma when you, know, took from your family. It's not, your karma is also when you degrade and tear down and do the black woman dirty as well. You have to know that that's probably going to be your biggest karma on this earth. The karma that will probably affect you more than any other payback that you're going to get back. So I want, you know, I want my sisters to really sit back and ask themselves, you know, when they start showing these type of behaviors, or when you in the street and a man is being overly aggressive with you, to be on your P's and Q's, because they are pulling out guns just as fast on the one minute than anybody. When you are in a situation or an environment where you are around predominantly white men, I suggest you be on your P's and Q's, because, you know, lately they like to cut you up and eat you. I suggest you be on your P's and Q's when it comes to the brothers and when it comes to the enemy. Because at this moment in life, at this point in life, we are not safe with either. And it's sad to say that, because this does not go for all my successful black, woke, conscience, true spirited brothers. I'm not even talking about them. They don't even come up in this conversation because they are a different breed. So we don't discuss them in the comments and, you know, in these type of topics when we're dealing with and talking about filth and evilness. They deserve to be glorified. They deserve to have the support for supporting us, for backing us up. Because they are out here. But the war on the black woman must stop. Between the government, the Caucasians, and our own. We are being attacked through our foods, through the medicines, you know, through the social, you know, life. Everything is attacking the black woman. And at some point, we have played a part in the demise against us, but we're not going to talk about that right now. That's going to be another topic for tomorrow's podcast. When I continue on this topic, as I will. But I do want to just, you know, have you guys think about this, you know, and for my sisters that's listening, we have to really, like, pay attention to this, you know. Look at the numbers. Look at the incidents that's been going on with women being attacked. Whether it's physically, sexually, and who we are being attacked by. It's either our own or it's the enemy. So that leads us to protect ourselves as we did, as we have always have. And some of us were not as fortunate, you know, as my best friend. She was murdered. You know, everybody's not fortunate to make it through. Everybody's not fortunate to be a survivor. But if you are a survivor, speak up, stand up. If you see something, get involved. And I know a lot of times it's, nowadays, everybody's scared to get involved because nobody know what the outcome is, because don't nobody want to lose their life based off of somebody else's bullshit or off the stupidity of the attacker. So I can see why people have been standoffish about fighting or standing up for certain incidents or issues. But where does the change come in at? Where, how the fuck do we stop this if we don't stand up against it? So we just gonna allow this shit to go on and on and on until what? Everybody's damaged and fucked up and abused and dead based off of these men and their impulses and their mental illness issues. That's fucking dead. I'm raising 2 girls on top of raising 4 nieces. That's just dead. I'm not having it. It's me or you. In the most humblest way. Because black women are not your fucking beating bags. Until you lighter skin, pale skin, cavens. The black woman is not your enemy, you know, because, you know, like we had white men that were fascinated, obsessed with women, black women, African women, back even in slavery, and they would rape us and then beat us because they were mad at us because they were so attracted to us. But why wouldn't you be attracted to the mother of this earth? Look at black women. We are a threat. We can be a very big threat, especially in the mind. But we deserve to live through our full lives, and we deserve to be protected, and we should be protected by black men in our communities, the black men in our families. Those are the people that should be protecting the women and the children. And this is why I'm so upset with my people, in my community, in my neighborhood, in my city, is because the black men are so busy killing each other that they're not paying attention or, you know, grasping the shit that's going on with us. Right now, the black man and the black woman are totally fucking against each other. The women are doing them and the men are linking up like bitches. You cannot continue to mistreat and abuse the black woman without consequences. You're getting consequences all 2019. And I don't want to hear about another white person attacking a black woman or a family. And this motherfucker's not murdered in the street. And he's not making news. And when he make headlines, I mean, he literally better be making headlines because his head got blown the fuck off. Get, that's what you call a headline. Because that's a fucking hate crime. A 7-year-old murdered white man shooting at the fucking car for what? A black family. What are you shooting at them for? For nothing. 2 sisters catching a train, throat split by white men. For what? 2 mothers killed in Philadelphia, 2018, murdered by their significant others, black men, shot in the head in front of the children. The war on black women is real. And like I said, it's just not in the corporate world where it's going on. It's going in our backyards, and it's going on in the front yard as well. And this shit needs to come to an end. My sisters need to get their license to carry, along with myself. That's my birthday gift to myself this year. So I can now gain the knowledge of firearms and protecting myself so I can pass it down to my children. Because I have 2 daughters and I'll be damned. I'll be damned if somebody gonna be dead. So I'm gonna ask, you know, I really want to, you know, discuss these topics and everything because, you know, the Philly Women's Walk is coming up February 9th. I'm really excited about it. I haven't really had too much support as far as the GoFundMe. So, you know, if you guys follow me on Instagram, lady_Lou, you can get the link in my bio. Please just donate or just go on there and share it. I was trying to get donations, or I am getting donations up for, you know, warm wear soups and water and things like that for the volunteers in the walk. And I'm pretty excited about it, and I'm really putting my foot down this year on black women rights and standing up and just standing up to everything that's going on in our communities, because we are the only ones that can change this. We have to come together as one, the men and the women, and really buckle down on our youth and our peers about the ongoing violence and the ongoing demise that goes on in our neighborhoods and communities. And from my standpoint, from my point of view, black women that are in the worst conditions in the neighborhoods, the ones that are afraid to speak up, the ones that are caught up, the ones that are engaging in these activities, need to be the ones that's out there to get this knowledge, to hear stories from women that have survived these type of situations, so they can avoid getting their children taken, so they can avoid being on the street, so they can avoid jail, so they can avoid death. Because we have also lost a lot of sisters this year that was caught up in drug deals, drive-bys. All these things need to change. The hanging in the Chinese stores, the hanging on the corners. You're women, you're girls. That's no place for a female. These things have got to change. And we have to take a stand. For ourselves, for our daughters, for our mothers, everybody. So that's how I'm carrying it tonight on the war on black women and my feelings of disgust that this is still going on. And I'll be talking about this again tomorrow with a little twist on what part the black woman plays in this war and this demise against us. Y'all already know who it is. Your girl, Lady Lou. This is Music Over Poverty Podcast. Thanks for listening. Catch the visual on YouTube. Follow me on Instagram at Lady_Lou. I love you. Thanks for all my supporters. Philly, y'all know how I'm coming. Peace.